If the Kohen says you're Tohor, then it's okay. But on the Tzad, the Kohen will say that you're Tomei, he'll make you from Muklat. That's worse off now, because now you have to go out of the Gimel Machnes. So the Heskesheni is the Machlekes. Ma Sovar B'Kohen Tal Yemilsum. This is where Rabbi Meir says his Shita, that a Kohen is still allowed to check you out. All right, a turnover. Because Rabbi Meir Shita again was in the Mishnah, that a Kohen is allowed to look at you, and if he sees you Tor, he'll tell you that you're Tor. But if he sees that you're Tomei, he won't tell you anything. So here we're talking about now you already put away the second time to be checked out. So when you come out of here the second time, now either you become Tohor Lagamri, or else you become Tomei Lagamri, you become Muchlat. So Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to check him out now, because if the Kohen sees you Tor, he'll tell you. But if the Kohen sees you Tomei, he won't tell you anything. So therefore, you're allowed to be checked out now. Itor omalei, because if you're Torah, the Kohen will tell you. Vitamei, if the Kohen sees that the Negev is really Tamei, Shosek, he'll be quiet. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Shita, Masov, Rabbi Yosi holds, Lit Posek says, Lit Taroi or Lit Tamei Ksif. That means to say, when the Kohen looks at you, he has to say something. Either he says Torah or else he says Tamei, but he's not allowed to be quiet. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says now, where you were put away a second time already, and you want to be checked out now on Chol HaMoed, it's also for the Kohen to check you out, because maybe the Kohen will have to tell you your tummy, and you'll have to go out of the three machnois, and that's a terrible tsar, and on Chol HaMoed, you're not supposed to be the tsar. Therefore, we don't tell you, we don't have you checked out on Chol HaMoed. Now, Omar, before we just said, Omar Rabbi said, Nirin Divri Rabbi Yossi B'Muchlat. He likes Rabbi Yossi Shita B'Muchlat. In other words, in the case where you muchlat, where you're like Vade Tomei already, and now the Kohen wants to come and see you just to make sure that the Negev went away already, that you can start counting your 7 days of Tairam, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. And the Svara we'll soon see is that we hold now that when you're muchlat, you're mutter to be with your wife, even though you have to go out of the Gimel Machnois when you're Vade Tomei Mitzorim, but your wife is allowed to go there with you, you're mutter B'Tashma Shamita with your wife. But when you start to become Tor, for the last 7 days of your Yemei Sifurayim, then you're also with your wife. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to check out your Tumah when you're Muchlat, because if the Kohen says you're Tor, then you become also to your wife for 7 days. For Divi Rabbi Meir B'Muskar. But when do I hold from Rabbi Meir Shita that the Kohen could check you out? That's by Muskar Rishon, when you put away, like Mamonoshoch. When the Kohen checks you out, you only have what to gain. If you're Tor, you're Tor Lagamri, and Avadi Mutter with your wife also, like you were never a Mitzvah. And even if the Kohen says it's Tamer-like, all he does is put you away for another 7 days, you'll have the same Tumah you had before. For the Gemara of Vatanya Ipcha, we learn just the opposite. As far as just the opposite, like Rashi says, Vatanya Ipcha, that Divrei Rabbi Meir v'Muchlat. Rabbi Meir, so when you're Muchlat, and the Kohen wants to check you out now to see if you can start counting 7 days, that's when it's Mutter. And Divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Muskar. Rabbi Yosi Shita doesn't like, by Muskar Sheni, he doesn't like Rabbi Yosi Shita. What's the Svara? So Gemara explains like this. Tanoihi Aliba the Rebbe. So Machlokes Tanoim Aliba the Rebbe, when are you better off? And it explains like this. Ma Sovar Tzav Sodialma Odiflei. One Svara is you're better off to be mutter to be with people. Whereas if you become Tam, in other words, when you're a Muskar, and now if the Kohen checks you, maybe he'll say you're a Muchlat. So if he says you're a Muchlat, you're going to have to leave the Gimel Machnes. So that's terrible, because you're going to be, you'll have no friends around you. Even though your wife has let her go with you, but since you'll have no other friends there, that's terrible. Therefore, that sheet holds that Rabbi Yossi sheet that we don't check you out. That's by Muskar the second time, was we're afraid not to make you into Muchlat, that you'll have to go out of the three Machnes. Umasov, the second sheet that says that Rabbi Yossi sheet is on in the Geya, where you're a Muchlat. In other words, where you're already outside the Gimel Machnes. And now the question is, the Kohen should come and check you out. That if the Negev went away, you could start counting 7 days of Taira. So even though during the last 7 days you're allowed to come back into the Gimel Machnos, you're allowed to be with the other friends, but you're also with your wife. So Masava, that's where it was, Tzav saw the Ishtri Adifalei. You're better off being with your wife. So in other words, when you're outside there, Muchlat, when you're thrown out of the Gimel Machnos, when you're Vade Tomei, true, you have to be outside the Gimel Machnos, but you're Mutter with your wife, with Tashra Samita. So you're better off that way, rather than becoming Tor, that the Kohen tells you your Negev went away, and then you have to start counting 7 days of Taira, that during those 7 days you're also with Tashma Shamit, you're also to be with your wife, so you're worse off then. That's the other shita, to say that Rabbi Yosi shita, not to check you out, is talking about where you're a muchlat. So Gemara says like this, Lemaimer, you want to tell me now, to muchlat muta batashma shamita. That's what we're saying now. Again, when the Mitzorah first is checked out, if it's a doubt, he's only the Hesker, put away for 7 days, he's allowed to stay in the Gimel Machmas, he's mutter with his wife. If at the end of 7 days there's still a doubt, we put him away another 7 days, the same halacha. The end of those 7 days, either he's Torah Lagamri, or else he becomes Tomei, means a Muchlat, that then he gets thrown out of the Gimel Machmas. Now when he's thrown out of the Gimel Machmas, we're saying now he's mutter with his wife still. It's only after the Negah goes away completely that he's allowed to come back into the Gimel Machmas, and then he has to start counting Zayin Yemei Sefuroi, that's when it's also B'tashma Shemitah. So Lameim, you want to tell me now, the Muchlat Mutter B'tashma Shemitah, while the Mitzvah is Vadai Tomei, still he's allowed to be with his wife. So Mor says, in, yes, it's true. For Tanya, I'll bring you proof. We learned like this. The Pasuk says, Vayeshev Mechusli Oloi Shivas Yomim. A Mitzvah has to be outside his tent for 7 days. What does that mean? Sheyei Osa B'tashma Shemitah. He's not allowed to be with his wife for 7 days. Because usually in oil, the tent means you can't be with your wife. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, Leich emolem shuvu luchem liyolechem. Like yesterday, Seras Adibrois, Bahar Sinai, then Hashem said, go back, you're allowed to be with your wife. So loyolechem means to be with your wife. So the Pasuk says, Vayeshev michus liolo shivas yomim, means you're also with your wife.
Yeah,
so that's what it says clearly so far. That the last 7 days of Yemei Sefuroi, after the Negah goes away, then you're also with your wife. So Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shivas Yomim Yisperu Loi, is Yemei Sefuroi V'loi Yemei Chalutai. Only the 7 days that you're counting afterwards that you become Torah, the sign Yemei Nekiyim, the 7 days you're counting, that's when you're also with your wife. Mashenk in Yemei Chalutai, when you're Vadai Tom and you're outside the Gimel Machnois, then you're Mutter to be with your wife. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, he says no, that Zayin Yemei Sefiroi, and Kal V'Choymer Lemei Chalutai. True, the Pasuk only says the last 7 days, but he holds it's a Kal V'Choymer, that the time when you're outside the Gimel Machnois, you're also to your wife. V'yomer Rabbi Chiya, Dan Tin Lefnei Rabbi, I was Dan in front of Rabbi, that the Maratoner Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, Rabbi, that Yosam Lehoye Leluzio, Elev Yemei Chalutai. Uziyahu was a Mitzvah, and he made his wife pregnant at that time, and that's when they had their son, Yosam. So you see that Yemei Chalutai, when he was Vadai Tomei, that's when you're still allowed to be with your wife? His Omalos Rebbe answered back, Afani Kachamarti, I also agree to you, that Yavada Yemei Chalutai, even though the Mitzvah is Vadai Tomei, still is allowed to be with his wife. Gemara says, "V'may kamiflig? What's the machlokes here?" Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Goli Rachmoni b'Yemei Sefiroi, V'Kol Shchein b'Yemei Chalutai. That's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savarim. True, the pasuk only says b'Yemei Sefiroi, the kohen, the mitzvah is also with his wife, but it's a svara maduch then that the neder goes away and he's becoming tahor. He's also to his wife. For sure, it's a kal v'chayim b'Yemei Chalutai when he's vadei tamei outside the gimel machnois. He's also to his wife. Umasa, but the other svar Rebbe holds no, ma de goli goli, ma de legoli legoli, where it says it, only b'yemei sefiro, it says he's also to be with his wife. But b'yemei chalutai, where he's vadei tomei outside the gimel machnois, there his wife is allowed to go and be with him. Good. Samura says now, lememra, you want to tell me now that according to Rabbi Yeshita, to the koyin tal yemilsa, everything is totally in the koyin. When the koyin says it's tomei, it's tomei. When the koyin says it's tor, it's tor. And if he doesn't say Tommy, it's not Tommy. So Mara says, in yes, for Tanya, bring a proof for this. The Pasuk says, Uvayoyim Haroi's boy. When the day comes that the Kohen sees the Mitzvah. So we dashin, Yesh Yoyim Shataroya boy, Vyesh Yoyim Shiataroya boy. Some days the Kohen could come and see the Negah Tzaras, and some days he doesn't come. What does that mean, some days he doesn't come? Mikan Omru, from here we learned that Chosin Shenelot boy Negah. If a chosin just got married, he has a neger on his body, is noisim loizayin yemei amishta. We don't tell him to go to a kohen right now, maybe he's tamei. We tell him wait till after sheva brachas. Why? Because as long as the kohen did not pronounce him tamei, he's not tamei. So we let him wait for the 7 days, then he goes to the kohen. Ulebeisa luksusai. We also let him first make sure his house is clean and let him get a ksusai, let him take all his... Same thing luksusai, same thing lebeisai. That the negas in his house, or the negas on his clothing, during the sheva brachas, we don't bother him, we don't tell him to go to the kohen. V'chein beregel, the same thing if a neged comes on you or your house or on your clothing during the regel, noistin lo shivas yimei regel. The same thing, we tell you don't go to the kohen now, wait till after the yimei regel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda knows this yisoid, that you only tamei if the kohen pronounces you tamei. Rabbi says, ain't it tzorich, I don't need this pasuk. I have another pasuk. Hareyuwayma, the pasuk says clearly, v'tzivo ha-kohen upinu es abayis. The pasuk says when a kohen comes into the house and sees a neger in the house, he doesn't say right away the house is tummy. He first tells you, clean out the house. Take out all the kelim from the house in order that these kelim, the utensils inside the house, should not become tummy. Because once the kohen says the house is tummy, everything inside becomes tummy. So we make a kabbal chayma like this, Rabbi says. Imam tinin lo ledvar ha-rishus, if he let you wait, the kohen, when he went into the house, saw that it's tummy. And he doesn't say right away that it's tummy. He lets you first wait until you clean everything else just to save your own property. That's called ledvar rishus. So the Churi says it's a kabbal chayma there. Kol shechein ledvar mitzvah, for sure in a case of a chosin, or during the regal, that the kohen would not say it's tamei, but rather wait till after the regal, after the shebrach, and then of course say you're tamei. So where says my benayim, what's the difference between Rabbi Svaro and Rabbi Yehuda Svaro? What's the difference? Which pasuk learned it out from? So Gemara says, Omer Abaya, mashmoyes dor shenikra benayu. Abaya says, true, there's no difference. Whether you learn it out from the pasuk of a Yom Harizboi, or you learn it out like Rabbi says, from Betzivo HaKoyin Apinos Abayis, it's the same halacha. So only enough can we know which pasuk, which drosha is mashmois, from which pasuk do we learn it out from. But the halacha is the same for both ways. Rabba says no. Dvar HaRishus Ikar B'Nayu, there's a big difference. Whether you're allowed to wait just for Dvar HaRishus, not for Dvar Mitzvah. According to Rebbe, you're allowed to wait even in Dvar HaRishus, just for your own purposes, you're allowed to wait. But according to the first drosha, the way according to the first drasha, some of Yom HaRizboi, the Widarshan, some days yes, some days no, it's only a Dvar Mitzvah that we wait, but not for Dvar Rishus. Gemara asks now, Rabbi Yehuda Meyosam Loigarmin, like Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't the Yos learn out from the second Pasuk of Itziv Vakoin Apinos Abayis? Why doesn't the Yos learn out even with Dvar Rishus or with Smutter? So Gemara says, the Chiddishu, over there it's a Chiddish. The male of the Klal is, from the Chiddish you don't learn out, because Ein Lechoboi Elo Chiddushay. It's only the Chiddush that it says there when he came on out to other places. Alright, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow. We'll go into exactly what the Chiddush is, why he says he came on out from here to all other places. We're holding. Ches from Aleph. Again, the last Gemara we had in Avzayin and Mabez was a Shiloh we said when the Koyin sees a Metzorah, the locher is the Mitzvah is not Tomei until the Kohen says he's Tomei. But before the Kohen says he's Tomei, he's Taka Torah. So we have two Limudim, how we know that from. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa first says from the Pasuk of Uvayoim Haras Boy. So we dashin that Yesh Yoim Shataroya Boy, the Yesh Yoim Shataroya Boy, we dashin. That when the Kohen comes to the house, or comes to the person to see if he has a Negev as a Mitzvah, some days the Kohen looks at you, and some days he doesn't look at you. That means a Chosin, Shenelot by Negev, Noisle Zayin Yemei Amishtah. If a Chosin has a Negev, the Kohen does not check you out. I'm just reading Zayin Amabez, I'm just saying over this Gemara. Zayin Amabez, yeah. That if a Chosin has a Negev, so the Kohen doesn't check him out, the Kohen waits till after a Sheva Brochus. So you see, that's the drosh of Vayoyim Harizboi, the Kohen has a right to wait. In other words, even though the neger is talking a neger mitzaras, the locher is though, he's not tummy until the kohen says that he's tummy. That was one limud. That was Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Rabbi Yoim we had was a nitzarach. We don't need that posik, but rather Rabbi Yoimer v'tzivo ha-kohen apinuas abayis. The posik says that if the kohen comes into your house and sees a neger on the wall of the house, so before he says the house is tummy, because if he would say it, everything in the house will become tummy, he waits. And first he tells you, empty out everything that's in the house, and then he'll first proclaim it to be tummy. So it's a diyak, imam amtinun lo ledvar harishus. If we give you time to clean out your house just to save all your kelim there, it's kol shechein ledvar mitzvah. For sure, if there's a purpose that you should not become tummy now, you're a chosin, or join the regal, we don't look at you. So this is the two ways to learn out that tumah mitzaras is only when the kohen says you're tummy. And if the kohen doesn't say a tummy and not tummy, the kohen could wait if he wants. So Mora says, "My benayu, what's the difference?" Is Amar Abaya Mashmoyas Darshanika benayu. And Echnami, both Rebbe and both Rebbe Yehuda both saying the same thing, that a Metzaras is only Tomei when the Kohen says he's Tomei, and the Torah could wait. And it's only a question from which Pasuk did he learn, it out from. For Rav Roman, no, Dvar HaRashus Iki Benayu. It's a big Nafkimino. If a Dvar HaRashus could a Kohen wait or not. According to Rebbe Yehuda, the Ridashin from the Pasuk, Uva Yom HaRazboi, it's only the Dvar Mitzvah he could push it off. But not for the Dvar Mitzvah, the Kohen can't push off the Tumah. But according to the Rebbe, from the Pasuk, with Siva Kohen, that's even the Dvar HaRashus also, he could push off the Tumah. For the Gemara now, for Rebbe Yehuda, the way Rava learns that Rebbe Yehuda learns it out from the first pasuk. There's a day when the Kohen looks, and some days he doesn't look. So with Ashton, the Dvar Mitzvah could push it off. So Rava said that according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's only the Dvar Mitzvah you could push it off. But for Dvar HaRishus, you can't push it off. The question is, why doesn't Rebbe Yehuda learn from the second pasuk of Rebbe that's talking the Dvar HaRishus? There it's saying whenever the Kohen comes into the house and sees a neger on the wall of the house, he doesn't say Tomei right away. He waits until you first empty out the house. So you see, even with Dvar HaRishus, you can wait. So Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda mehosam lo gemrinan, techidishu. The parasha of Tumas on the Bayis, this pasuk with Tzivu HaKohen, or Pinu HaSabayis, that the Kohen comes into the house and sees a neger on the house, that's a tremendous chiddush, the Tumah of the Bayis that has a neger on it. Why? To etze